This is the A2R Recovery Service podcast. Copyright Dave Cooper, all rights reserved.
Hello, my name's Dave Cooper, and I want to welcome you to another A2R podcast. Today we are talking about exits. Now, you might ask, what have exits got to do with recovery and so on? Well, at the end of this podcast, I hope that you will have gained an idea of how to think about your substance misuse, your drinking, your behaviour in a much more useful way. So let's start with talking about what an exit is. An exit is basically a door to somewhere else. It's a way out. It's something we look for in an emergency. We've all been in that position where we're in a public place and we see that door with the lit sign above it just says exit or emergency exit. And that's really what we're talking about. So that's a general sense of exit. It's something we connect and identify with an emergency, something we wouldn't normally bother with. But do we really need it when that emergency happens? Anyone who's been in that situation knows how serious it is. I need that exit. Well, this is exactly what happens in addiction. If you think of that door as being your substance or your addictive behaviour, the gambling, the pornography, the new relationship, the heroin, the alcohol, whatever it happens to be, that is your exit. And if you start to understand this and think about your behaviour then as an exit, you'll really understand much better. Basically, it's a form of exit where you don't, or shall we say you avoid being you for a while. It's about not being you. And there's a very good reason why we sometimes don't want to be ourselves. If you think of that room as you or your experience, then your substance or your behaviour is that emergency exit. So when does it happen? Well, the clue's in the word emergency. And what happens is that something occurs in our experience that we have a strong belief that we can't cope with. We learn maybe before we make that phone call, have a drink and so on. It happens gradually maybe with some people. Or there's that big social event and we have a few drinks before we go or something like that. What happens is over a period of time it gets habituated. And then what happens makes it more difficult because we actually start to minimise the event itself. So now we just feel the urge to drink. We don't know what it was. And actually maybe believe there wasn't really anything that happened. I talk to a number of clients who tell me, do you know, I was just walking down the street. I don't know how I ended up drinking again. I was happy. I was doing well and so on and so forth. Well, what's happened is that minimizing and denying of the difficult event has got to a stage where you actually don't even know that it's happening. I should also say that it doesn't have to be something that just happened. It can also be something that is about to happen. If you get news of something that you've got to attend next week or tomorrow or something, that can trigger it just the same as in the past. So what do we need to do? Well, of course, awareness, acceptance, action. It starts with awareness. We have to start by raising our awareness around what is difficult. We have to be accepting that we have to look at difficult things. And whenever you get that urge, if you can think before you act on the urge, you know, as soon as you're starting to look for that exit, then ask yourself, what just happened? Because I assure you, something just happened that you cannot cope with. And it's really a belief that you can't cope with it. There's every chance, of course, that you can cope with it, but you've just learned to act on a belief that you can't cope with it. And it's the same thing with news of the future, difficulties. Straight away you're off for that exit and you don't maybe even realise that's what's triggered you. So we're looking for the exit, and also we're looking for the reason why we need the exit. Now, this is true of any substance, any behaviour, anything addictive. We're looking for what is it that I feel, I really believe I cannot cope with. What just happened? So, having said that, we have to learn how to cope with things. The first thing I want to always teach a new client is the idea that they're trying to avoid feelings. They're trying to avoid discomfort. And that's where we want the exit, is when we feel, oh, there's discomfort on the way, I have to get out. I've had clients, for instance, when I've worked in treatment centres, run out of treatment centres half an hour after arriving. I mean, they've not even detoxed yet. They've not even stopped taking the drugs. But within half an hour of arriving, they have run out of the centre, basically just on the idea that they may have to face discomfort. Even the idea of discomfort has got them running out of the building. And we need support with this. We need to understand something that all addicts have to learn. Feelings don't kill you. Feelings hurt. We have to sit there, we have to feel them sometimes, but they do not kill you. And once we can learn this and we can say, look, with support, I can accept that I have this feeling. So we can say to ourselves, well, just for today, this is how I feel. Just for today, this is how I am. Anyone can deal with something for a day and say, well, you know, just for today I'm depressed, or just for today I'm angry, or just for today I'm frightened. Once you can accept that you're frightened, then you can deal with it, you can put up with it without racing for the exit and saying, oh no, this is a feeling that I need to escape from. Well, you don't need to escape from it. Often a client will tell me, well, you know, I drink because, you know, I'm so frightened, or I drink because I'm so angry. And I will say to them, look, I can take you to a clinic now and show you half a dozen people who are more depressed than you are, or they're living in more fear than you are, but they're not drinking at all, they're not using drugs. There's no actual connection between those two things except the one that you have made. You've made it over a period of years, and now there's a neural pathway, as they call it, between one thought and the other, between one idea and one behaviour. But we can break that pattern by understanding this thing one step at a time. So let's just recap then. What is an exit? An exit is something that you look for in an emergency. In recovery, we think of an exit as your substance or your behaviour. When do you look for that exit? What is the emergency? It's when something just happened or something's about to happen that you really feel you cannot cope with. Now, that is not true. With support, of course, you can cope with it. But the first thing you need to do is raise your awareness around what it is, because half the time you will not even know what it is. So you need to train yourself in that way. So that is the question for you today. What is it that you cannot cope with? Once you understand what that is, you can process that thing. You can process it into acceptance. So I hope you got something from that. We're going to cover this in further podcasts, particularly around the idea of our state and how we can manage our state. But for now, we'll say goodbye till next time.